And just like that, we're back. You're listening to Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Well, if you take a peek at the calendar, dear God, is it over? Yes, it finally is over. I'm referring to tax season. But what are the key things people should keep in mind when filing or preparing their taxes next year? It's never too early to start thinking. I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by Miss Michelle Hammonds. Who is she, you ask? She is the Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, and she's kind enough to join us this morning right here on Community Focus. Ms. Hammonds, truly a pleasure to speak with you this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
We are so happy that you're here. I got to tell you, I lost probably half of all my hair this past couple of weeks because I was dealing with these taxes that, dear God, I waited to the last minute to work on. As you heard me make mention in the intro, tax season is now over, but it's never too early to start getting prepared for next year. And I'm pretty sure with some of the mistakes I made this year, I'll be good to go by next year, thanks to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you this. Yes, tax time, tax day is over. However, if for some reason you weren't able to file your taxes, hopefully you ask for an extension. And that'll give you a little bit of time up until October 15th, 2023, to file those taxes and get all those things together. If for some reason you did make a mistake, you can make an amendment. But I will say it's taking the IRS a little bit of time to go through those amendments. So hopefully you did it right the first time. But knowing when to file and making sure that you use some of the tools that are available to you is always what's helpful, even though it can be a little bit stressful.
Yeah, of course, that information you just provided me all comes down to literacy, and I'm talking about financial literacy. How important is it for one to maintain that financial literacy and or to have it?
Well, it's so important to know that financial literacy is not something that you just automatically know. It's something that you can always be learning. Even as I'm a financial professional, I still learn things on a regular basis. So first of all, don't give yourself too much stress about knowing everything about finances. But there are a couple of things that you can do. When you're thinking about your financial literacy, you want to look up resources and information that can help you where you are. And if you want to find somewhere where you can get started, you can look at one of our programs, even financiallyfit.dc.com. It is an online tool where you can learn about finances in your own space, in your own place, and about the information that's most important to you.
I hear this time and time again, and that is budgeting is key. Budgeting is key. However, gosh, it is so hard to budget. With working with a budget, it sounds so simple, but so many people have a problem with it, including myself. What are some of the things that I should focus on in order to bring about change?
When you're thinking about a budget, because a lot of people think about budget like they think about diet, and it's something that sounds restrictive, and we don't want it to be restrictive. Really, with a budget, you are telling your money where you want it to go. So what it requires is a commitment and honesty to yourself. And if you have a problem spending, okay, if you identify it, once we identify the problem, we can start to address it. And really thinking about how can you start to manage your money in a way that makes sense for you. If you want to put away something on a regular basis for savings, I always encourage that. We have this policy where we tell people to pay yourself first. So if you think about that, you want to save some money and set that aside. Then you want to think about your obligations and your needs. What do you need to make sure it's taken care of? And then you can even follow with some of your wants. When you have that holistic approach to your budget and your finances, it can help you not feel so stressed and restricted, but really having the mindset of saying, I'm going to tell my money what to do, as opposed to letting that money burn a hole in your pocket.
No, that's right. I can tell you as the news director here, a part of my job is to deliver the news. Tell folks what's going on. One morning I'm talking about this banking institution. Another morning I'm talking about another financial institution. I'm curious for my listeners, how can they really get a better idea of what's going on?
Well, one of the best things to do is stay up on the news, but know that our financial institutions are safe and sound. We have some protections through our federal government, through the FDIC, the Federal Insurance Deposit Corporation, as well as for credit unions, the National Credit Union Association. And so these organizations, along with our organization, Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking, we regulate those financial institutions to make sure they're safe and sound. And if we see something that doesn't look right, we say something and we try to correct the wrongs.
Yeah, and you all do an amazing job at that. You know, what advice would you have for those listeners who have listened thus far and they're saying, you know what, no longer am I teetering on the fence. I'm ready to start taking bigger steps in my financial life.
I would say, really, that's your greatest first step is admitting to it, right? But then you want to start planning. You want to try to have an understanding of your credit and how it works and how you can build wealth. You want to make sure the institutions that you were working with are insured properly, and making sure that if you're working with an individual, they have the right licenses in place to make sure that you know that they are the right person for you and the right person to give you that particular information.
Yeah.
I also want to encourage people to avoid scams and really just believe this. And it's one of those old sayings that you probably heard a long time ago. If it feels too good to be true, it probably is. So you do need to follow your gut, but also make sure you check and verify the information that people are providing you.
Keyword being information. And with that being said, you all have a series of events in the month of May in which you will provide our listeners with some information. Talk about that.
Sure. During April, it is Financial Literacy Month, and our agency has really taken host on providing a number of workshops and resources available to district residents and anyone in the local DMV area. If you want to find out more about our programming, you can check out our website, disb.dc.gov/FLM. And we will be able to share with you a number of resources that are available to help you get on your way to your financial journey. Most importantly, I do want to highlight we are having an event at the D.C. Convention Center on April 24th with the D.C. Financial Literacy Council. This council was devised to share more information about financial literacy here in the District of Columbia. So please come out and find out more information.
Easy as 1, 2, 3. Once again, we've been chit-chatting with none other than Ms. Michelle Hammonds, Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
You're welcome. All right, folks, that just about wraps up another edition of Community Focus. I want to say thanks to all of my guests this morning. Of course, thanks to you as well for listening. God willing, we'll do it again soon. Until then, make it a great day. I'm Guy Lambert. This is WPGC 95.5.